Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, top 10 offenses for 2025. I'm staring at a list from NFL.com, and they do a little refresher that the Lions were number one a year ago. They scored 32 points per game, nearly 3 points better than second, which was Buffalo, followed by Baltimore, Tampa, Washington to round out the top five. So will the Lions still be the best offense? How far will they slip? Let's go through it. The number 10 offense forecasted, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I do expect them to be better next season, John.
Yeah, a healthy Rashee Rice, more weapons to throw the ball to.
You're two for Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they're going to be a very different offense than we saw last year. Now, the one area where I still question them, and I always wonder why, with Patrick Mahomes, why do you not invest in the offensive line? Or are they just okay with, well, he can make things happen when he's running around?
Yeah, because they lose Joe Tooney. They were already moving him around the tackle. They need to be better up front. They're number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Cincinnati Bengals. Always explosive. They kept those receivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chase Brown had a nice year last year. Could be more featured this season.
Yeah. The only question is, you know, hey.
O-line.
Well, O-line and running game. Like, are they going to be able to run the ball? We know they're going to be able to throw it. It's as we go, I just want people to remember, we're going to be talking about some of what we think are going to be the best offenses in all of football. There are things why they're on this list. And for Cincinnati, it's Joe Burrow. Okay, you could say hard stop right there. But then it's Ja'Marr Chase, it's T. Higgins, it's their passing attack. There are also flaws on all of these. There is no perfect offense that we're going to be talking about, at least going into the season.
So since he was top 10 last year, they have him top 10 again. It's a safe bet back end of the top 10. Second year in a row, Green Bay expected to have a top 10 offense. They're number 8 on the forecast. Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Philadelphia Eagles, which I'm scratching my head a little bit here. What's this weakness on this offense that would keep them out of the top 5? The line's the best in football. They've got 2+ receivers, a mobile quarterback, and the best running back in the NFL. Why 7?
I think it is, okay, Jalen Hurts, obviously you can win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
You got a play that you can run with him that you can pull off that no one else can.
Right, in certain situations.
Yeah.
But there still is this feeling of he could be a turnover guy. And he was at times last year.
Okay.
And again, so it's some flaws are bigger than others. And you're starting to, as you get towards the top of the list, you're nitpicking some of these flaws.
Number 6 is maybe a surprise to people. The Denver Broncos. Year 2 for Bo Nix. They've added more weapons. Took a running back in the second round. Harvey out of Central Florida. What do you think? They added Evan Ingram. I think could have a good year at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a question, though, year 2 for young quarterbacks. That adjustment. C.J. Stroud last year got a taste of it.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of faith in Sean Payton as a quarterback guru, getting Bo Nix to play the way that he did as a rookie, continuing his development, but also his offense.
And I think it is a good offensive line.
If you nerd out on
rushing yards above expected, their backs didn't get what was given to them by that line, so there's reason to believe that they could help Bo Nix more in the run game this season.
Yeah.
And he's a threat in the run game, too.
And they signed J.K. Dobbins, who had a healthy year last year.
Mm-hmm. So then we get to the top five, and I haven't mentioned the Lions. This is where they check in. They are expected to be a top five offense. They expect them to be number five.
So I'm going to piggyback on what we just said a little bit with Denver, Sean Payton's offense. What's this offense?
Dan Campbell's offense.
Right. But where did he learn this offense?
Sean Payton.
And so when you have all of your skilled players back, and rating was done after the retirement of Frank Ragnow.
Yep.
Still question marks about the interior of that offensive line. They have guys that they can plug in there, but very unproven or old. And so it's going to be a matter of how can they get that offensive line to gel, to play good enough for this offense to be explosive. And, I mean, Goff back, running backs back, tight end back, receivers back. One of the most loaded, skilled offenses in the NFL. But as we've said, as I've said, there are flaws in all of these different offenses that we're talking about. The flaw right now, and we don't know if it's going to be a huge flaw or it's not going to be that big of a deal, is going to be the interior of that offensive line.
Yeah, I would not have Detroit top five. I would have Philly in the top five.
Okay.
Just because the offensive line...
Because you hate Goff.
Well, if we're going to do sometimes Hurts can get turnover prone. John, I want to remind you of those words. Sometimes Jared Goff can be turnover prone. And if you tell me the center of his offensive line is going to be giving up more pressure, I'm going to tell you I'm more concerned about that than Jalen Hurts turning the ball over.
I agree. And when I said it, I knew that was, you were going to use that against
filing
me.
Filing that away. Uh-huh. It's coming up. Let's get to the other teams in the top five. Number four is Washington. If you're thinking, what, really? That's overreacting. They were top five a year ago. They added Laremy Tunsil. They drafted an offensive tackle as well. Added Debo, whatever he's got left in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
I get them being top five. Baltimore is number three. Number two is Tampa. They lost their OC, but they have a really good line. Bucky Irving breakout a year ago. A lot of continuity offensively. And number one is the Buffalo Bills.
And obviously, reigning MVP and Josh Allen.
They were the number two offense a year ago. I think local media wants more receivers, but I think Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman have some untapped potential in that offense. Those aren't rookies they're leaning on. Those are guys that should have improved seasons.
Yeah.
John, we mentioned the Lions are expected to have a top five offense in the NFL this season. That's NFL.com forecasting them exactly at number five. Now, I would put them outside the top five. Sounds like you would keep them in there.
I would. And it's because of, I know Jared Goff has his warts. There's no question about it. And we were left with a awful taste in our mouth at the end of the season when he performed the way he did against Washington. I'm not going to let that overshadow what he had done for 2 years, game in, game out, in large part. Now, you play Houston and you have turnovers, but your defense steps up and you get a win. It does gloss over some of those warts, and that's why it's a team game.
Well, I think a couple things, John. Last year, they scored the most points in the NFL, and they really did run up the score against some teams that were downtrodden. Like, the Lions didn't let up, and I'm not blaming them for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be in a position this year to roll up 21-point victories or 17-point victories stacking up in this schedule.
Not at the beginning of the schedule. The end of the schedule, they might have a couple of games.
Maybe by the end of the year, they're looking more like a top five offense. But as I sit here today in June with the concerns up front of the offensive line and that making Jared more vulnerable, I'd have them in the top 10, but not in the top five. I would put the Eagles in the top five.
That seems logical to me.
And I think you can do it. Everybody else in the top five was top five a year ago, and they didn't lose a critical Pro Bowl, All-Pro player up front on the offensive line. You had another note, though, in seeing these teams that could be top 10 offenses.
So it's great that the Lions, whether they're top five or top 10, you think they're still going to be an explosive offense.
It's a very good football team, yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The other way to look at this is, of these 10 teams, obviously you take out Detroit because they're in it, so now you have 9 other teams. How many of those teams are you playing this year with those top 10 projected offenses?
Yeah.
And the answer is, ding, 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 you play 7 of them. And since you play Green Bay twice, you have 8 games against what is projected to be some of the best offenses in the NFL.
So they don't play Buffalo.
Right. Number one projected offense.
But then they're basically playing everybody else, right?
I mean,
they're playing
Buffalo and Denver.
Yeah. But they don't play Buffalo and Denver, but Cincy, Baltimore.
And the issue,
Kansas City, Philly, Washington, Green Bay twice, all these guys.
And of those, how many are they on the road?
All but Green Bay?
Green Bay once.
Yes.
Green Bay once on the road. And so, yes, it's. That's where the challenge is in this schedule. And when something like this comes out, again, there's always two ways to look at it. Hey, it's great that you have such an explosive offense. Last year, wasn't it a lot of fun to watch the highest scoring offense in the NFL? And we watched Jahmyr Gibbs rip off long runs. And we watched J-Mo with 80-yard pass plays. And Amon-Ra St. Brown with big-time, you know, first down catches, all of these different aspects, that's still going to be there. The question is going to be, will they be able to slow down some of these other top offenses when they see them and when they see them in their home stadiums?
Well, that's why we've brought up, look, you're not going to be able to add a Frank Ragnow at this point of the offseason. I mean, they don't grow on trees. There's one of one from a grit, intelligence, identification, execution. Yep. You're not replacing Frank. So if you're not going to score on as many possessions because your offense is taking a step back, you're going to need a stop or two. Za'Darius, we're looking at you, or you know, something to upgrade the defense to get one more stop, because you might need one more stop with these offenses that you're going to face this season.
Or at 8 o'clock, I'll give you another option that no one has mentioned to this point.
People, John sent this over in his prep, and I went, light bulb on. This is smart. Nobody's brought this up. Full credit to you. 8 o'clock, somebody we should be talking about for the Detroit Lions. Some ticket texters. Lions will still be top 5. The Bengals should be higher and Tampa should be lower.
I was a little bit surprised at Tampa being the number 2 offense, but then you go look at what they did last year and everybody thinks, well, Baker Mayfield, you know, he's a gamer, right? He's a scrappy quarterback. But then you look at, you know, what they did last year in terms of points scored per game. They were number 4.
And they added Emeka Egbuka. They're going to have a healthy Chris Godwin, who was injured for a stretch last season. Bucky Irving breakout now year 2, ready for a better workload.
A healthy Mike Evans going into the season. Now he did miss, you know, 5 weeks last year?
Yeah, but I'm putting him in for 1,000 yards.
That's what he does.
Put it in pen, put it in ink. And the other thing is, you brought up their offensive line. They've got a Tristan Wirfs, kind of like we have Penei Sewell. Graham Barton in year two is a center.
Yep.
You know, they drafted him. He played last year. He's in a much better position than the Lions, who would be starting potentially a rookie center or a rookie guard.
Yep.
I fully expect the Lions to be a top five offense next season, from an unnamed texter. Yes, losing Ragnow hurts, but let's not forget about the embarrassment of riches we have at the skill positions and J-Mo set to take his game to the next level. That's how we stay in the mix.
And I know the loss of Frank Ragnow is huge. There are going to be guys that play those positions that have talent, unproven, and we have no idea how they're going to translate, some of them from college to the NFL, or if Christian Mahogany will be able to stay healthy. You know, all of these things. But when you have, as the last texter put it, an embarrassment of riches, now it is on John Morton and Dan Campbell to keep a defense on their heels.
Mm-hmm.
Try and keep them guessing as, well, are they, you know, do we pass rush on this one? Are we trying to run stop on this one? Is the ball going inside, outside, deep? Like all of those different things, not only those aspects of the offense that can help that offensive line, it is how are they going to protect that offensive line? I've said this since Frank retired. There are ways to protect the interior of that offensive line. It is easier to do, and I like to take my shots at guards and centers, but it's easier to do when it's not a tackle. They have two very good tackles. They have the best tackle in the NFL, and they've got a very experienced tackle in Taylor Decker.
You can help because you got, in the case of young guards, players on either side.
You get sideboards.
And you can always have a back step up and take someone out at the legs.
Yeah, you can have a tight end come in motion and park his butt right behind one of the guards.
And if all else fails, screen.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Now, it is up to the coordinators and the coaching staff to put together a game plan that is able to still move the ball, score points, but develop trust with that interior offensive line.
How about the text that goes the other way? Sees the Lions taking the step back outside the top five. Unfortunately for us, I think Goff is a Ben Johnson merchant, and the offense will slip towards middle of the pack this season.
Yeah, if you think the offense left with him, sure. I understand sky is now falling.
He says facetiously.
Yes.
You have said this before Ben Johnson left. This is Dan Campbell's offense. And I said, look, you got the X's and O's leaving the building, if you believe that.
And you still got a lot of those Jimmys and Joes.
But you still have the Jimmys and the Joes. What changed for me is losing one of the biggest, toughest, orneriest Jimmys up front, and now I have him just outside the top five.
You think, you're just trying to steal your name for him? You think he's a Jimmy, not a Joe?
He's not a John.
He's not a John.
He's a Frank.
Jimmys and Johns. Can we change that saying now?
Sure.
Just from 6 to 10, we'll just say the Jimmys and Johns.
It's really about having the Jimmys and the Johns out there. It makes all the difference in the world.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.